Nights on 3AW. Live carefree at Balmoral Village, Melbourne's premier over 55s lifestyle village, Wanturna. It's like living in your own resort. It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
13 to 10 and your calls for Jeff Gwillem from the VACC. Jeff, good evening.
Dennis, good evening.
Speedometers, how accurate are they?
Well, they're very accurate, but people need to know a couple of things. Before 2006, the rule on speedometers, so these are the Australian design rules that tell the manufacturers what they've got to put into Australian cars. And the rule was before 2006 is that a speedometer could be minus or plus 10%. That means if you're going 100 kilometres an hour, it could be more or less than that, which means, in actual fact, if you're going 100 kilometres an hour, you could be going 90 or 110. Back then as well, Dennis, we had a lot more leeway, if you like, in terms of speed cameras. As you know now, in Victoria, there's a 3-kilometre leeway, which is nothing. But what the manufacturers need to do now, they need to build cars with a speedometer in an Australian car that can have up to a 14% variability, but only in one direction. So what that means in real terms is that you could be doing 100 kilometres on the freeway. In actual fact, you could be doing 86. Now, what I don't want people to do is to think, oh, well, that's okay, I'll just do 114 from now on, because the reality is I could be doing 100. Doesn't work like that. The speedometers can only be built in your favour in terms of speed. So you can, if you're going 100 on a modern car, at a worst case scenario, you're going slower than 100 kilometres an hour. And for some people, Dennis, that might answer the question why they're sitting on the freeway, they're on 100, and people are overtaking them. And the reality is between different car brands and between the different settings on different vehicles, right, they could be 4 or 5 kilometres slower than the speedometer on your gauge. And worst case scenario, they're 14 kilometres slower. But people should not, even though I'm telling you this tonight, people shouldn't factor that in. Well, in that case, I do 114. If you do 114, you're probably doing 114.
It's a bit of an awkward one. You would think with modern technology that it would be a pretty accurate situation. What about those things that read your speed that are out on freeways to try and give you a bit of an indication?
I would say they're not bad, but I know that over the years, from time to time, they've been held to account before, and people have taken measurements of those, and they've been shown to not be as accurate as they should be. You can actually take your car and get your speedometer calibrated if you're worried about it. But nowadays, there's a lot of computer technology, Dennis, that's reading the data from your gearbox and from your drive, where you're less likely to have a cable that's damaged that's giving you a force reading on your vehicle. But one other thing that people need to be very careful of, Dennis, that if you take your car to either a wheel or a tyre shop, they're legally only allowed to increase the diameter of that wheel and tyre configuration by 15 millimetres. Now, that's, in the old money, probably about an inch and a half. If they make it any bigger than that, what actually happens is your car thinks it's going slower than it is, and again, that will affect your speedometer, and in that case, you'd be likely to be going quicker than you think you are. So you need to be very careful and talk to your tyre dealer or the person fitting the rims to your car to make sure it's not going to send your wheels out of calibration and consequently your speedometer.
What about tyre pressure? Can it have any effect?
Yeah, it can, but it will be minimal, and it would certainly be within that 3-kilometre range that I spoke about before, variability in speedometers. In speed finds, you've got that 3-kilometre variability there. I think if you're on the freeway and a car's going past you, assume they're speeding. People should never assume, I've heard there's some variability in speedometers on vehicles, and some people might know that it can be 10% plus 4 kilometres. They shouldn't take any chances with that. And if you are, if you're really, really worried that every single car on the freeway overtakes you, get online, have a look at where you can get your speedo recalibrated and get it checked out. They put it on a dynamometer and put some computers on it and check that it's accurate.
96900693 or 131332. Anything to do with sort of your daily drive, anything to do with automotive. Jeff Gwillim is from the VACC, the CEO of the VACC. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about what colours, what's the safest car colour, and what colours trend with men and women, or younger women, older women, younger men, older men. We're going to find out all of that straight after these. It is 5 to 10, talking automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Jeff, what, according to stats, what is the safest car colour?
It's still white.
So, that makes sense.
It makes sense. Well, a couple of things about white. One is a lot of fleet companies buy white cars. They're very easy to resell. Well, so first of all, it's the safest colour because you can see it. It's easy to see against any other colours. But also, the reason it sells well is it doesn't offend people's own peculiarities about their colour. So people that aren't sure about a car colour will buy a white car, and they churn around in the market, and they still make up over 30% of all cars sold in Australia. And globally, they're around 30, 34% of all cars sold. So white is still the most, profoundly the most popular car colour that's in the market. But here's a really interesting bit. So blue is growing, and blue hues in particular. And some of the discussions, this is from a PPG report. This is a 2020 report, automotive colour report.
Yep.
And they see blue as a post-COVID colour. And it's because blue is about optimism. It's about trust, dependability and confidence. And they see coming out of COVID, even though blue's gone up 1% globally last year anyway, that the blue hues will be far greater in the market and more people will buy blue.
Isn't that interesting? Now, Billy is called in. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Dennis. You talk about speedos. Your normal car is 4 kilometres slower than what it says on your speedo. Trucks, they're all programmed at 61.4 kilometres an hour, which gives you about 102 kilometres an hour. They are set. That's how it's set. And you can do that. But what a lot of blokes do, what a lot of trucks do, is they program it for high-profile tyres. Then they put low-profile tyres on it, and then they program it, and then they put high-profile tyres back on it, and it gives you 108 kilometres. Now, I've been in the transport industry for 50 years. And
well, Billy, just hang on. We're a bit short on time, but Jeff?
Yeah, no, it can happen. And Billy's pointing out a major problem when people put oversized wheels and tyre rim configurations on and try and recalibrate, and it's a really bad idea.
Jeff Gwillim, you know, for years, people, you know, a man buying a red car at, you know, 45 mm-hmm. or a red sports car was supposedly a midlife crisis. So who buys red cars?
Well, a couple of things very quickly. Women are the predominant purchasers of most passenger cars in Australia. So when you go with your partner and you think you're making a decision, you're probably not. Men and women both preference red cars about the same, men slightly higher. Men actually are starting to preference yellow and orange cars. Women are preferencing teal, gold and silver.
How fascinating. And as you've already mentioned, It's also the colours that we choose reflect the times in which we live.
Particularly the bright ones. The bright colours are more about fashion, and consequently they can be harder to shift. But yep. If people think that yellow and orange are in, they're going to buy them.
Good on you, Jeff. VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim talking automotive each Monday night.